The prophetic age of the church is upon us, and the understanding of the secret of God is what we seek. A man has been given the mandate to raise God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Join Apostle David Friday to be part of this end time army. Stay blessed.
Of worship session. That was the song I was hearing from the Spirit. Many thoughts were crossing my mind, and in the midst of that, I began hearing a song from the Spirit.
Oh my Yahweh, your season is here. Oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here.
So I'm standing here now. The whole of my message is changed. What I planned when I was inside, I'm not with you. That's why I began opening my Bible. There's an entire different message. I'm going to be following the wind this evening. I'm going to be following the Spirit. That's why the Bible says this. The spiritual man is like a wind. You don't know what? Where it comes from and what? Because every man must learn to be soft enough, must learn to be exposed enough for God to direct his path. It's a journey of the Spirit. It's not a journey of preaching. It's not a journey of too many scriptures. It's a journey of bride and groom. It's a journey of father and son.
So my Yahweh, your season is here.
Don't make this chapter. The meeting started, I began seeing angels coming to this place. Because we are in the season. That's why the heavens battle. It's not the battle of men again. It's the battle of immortality. Forget about everything that is working around in the town, killing stuff, everything. Forget. There's a news of the Lord upon our town. No news can outpass the news of the King. The most popular thing that can ever happen to a city is the King's decree. And God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So it's the season of God. I want you to be very, very attentive to see.
Oh my Yahweh, your season is here. And now, oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here. Oh my Yahweh, your season is here. And now, oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here.
These are songs, that prophetic song. That song that announces the seasons of God. I don't care about this age, anything has happened. Addiction, weakness, forget those nonsense. See, the devil brings those things to God, distract you. So you can't see the picture, because the Bible says, as the beholder as in a glass, as in a mirror, what happened? They've been transformed. Forget those things. I know the priority of a Christian. I know what you have to put your focus on. You have to just focus on Jesus. As you look, then you have been translated, you have been transformed. The book of Corinthians says, from mortality to immortality, we accept you are mortal. There are limitations that follow a mortal man. Are you understanding this? But over time, as you stay in God and as you look, you'll be translated to God. You know, God is spirit. God is not mortal. Then, he said, from corruption to incorruption, we accept you are corrupt. We accept there's weakness. We accept there's sin, we accept there's fornication, we accept there's anger, we accept there's envy, we accept there's jealousy, we accept there's any call, you're a thief, an armed robber, everybody looks down on you, you are embarrassed every time. We accept all those things, and everybody look at your life like your life does not make sense. That's the kind of life God wants. Barnabas in the Bible, you know who he is. It was the man that was exchanged, Barabbas. It was the man that was exchanged for Jesus. Two of us. How many of you remember this story? He was the greatest thief in the city. Nobody wanted him. But when, see, Jesus began delivering people, not just on the cross, before on his own to the cross. Every time he has an opportunity, he didn't even speak. But because he was present, like in the issue of the adulterous woman, he spoke and delivered her. Are you understanding this now? In the issue of the woman who is a prostitute, when she broke the alabaster box, he talked good about her. But in the issue of Barabbas, he didn't even speak anything because he was available. They shot Barabbas for his life. That is, they took his life and set Barabbas free. Barabbas was the hardest, vastest criminal in his time. Like setting the head of Boko Haram free. When he came there, they saw that the sin of Barabbas was not. So the people of the city received Barabbas. What I'm saying is, that's why I say, as the beauty as in the glass. Why we come every Friday, it's not so that we can keep a normal routine. If you understand this, you'll be very serious about this. Do you know why? Because as you behold every time, it's not the journey of preacher and the people, it's the journey of all of us, plus me, as I behold as in what? In the glass. What you say about 2019 about the Friday, 2020 will be exceedingly great. If you meet me in 2025, you wonder where I was in 2020. Because as we behold, it's something of togetherness. It's not a thing of a preacher. No. It's a thing of all of us. As we behold every Barabbas in our life, when he comes, he doesn't even speak. They will shout Barabbas. That Barabbas can be, you're a thief. Everybody knows in your area can be embarrassed. And God is saying, look at you. I was the one who created you. It was environmental pressure. It was friends. It was influence. It was poverty. In a quest to live good, no food, no clothes, that he doubled into it. But I'm the father of all. And I'm still responsible to take care of his life. Then over time, they discover that your life is changed. Then over, after a few years, they are wondering, where is your former life? Everybody that was looking up to see you fall in shame, they are hiding their faces. Because it's your tea. It's life for you. Let's understand. This is not just the thing of the church. It's the thing of the world. John 3:16, quickly.
Oh my Yahweh, your season is here and now. Oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here.
Anytime you can pray in the midst of the service, make sure you are praying. Anytime. Anytime. He said, for God so loved the world, not the church. Understand this. That means God did not just come for the church. He came to love everybody. Can I shock you? Including the harlot is inside this world. The thief is inside this world. The hardest criminal, a terrorist is here. Someone who joined and killed somebody yesterday in this town is here. That cultist is here. It doesn't see. If the world is the world. That is why God does not reject anyone that comes to him. It's only men that reject. You wonder why they want to kill a thief now. If from the court that sentenced him to death imprisonment. And when he comes, they tell him to pray his last prayer. Do you know why? They know to mortality to a normal man is tantamount to death. But it will go up. He still have an opportunity. And like joke, they want the thief share his last prayer. And as they kill him, as far as he's not the one that commits suicide, he's going to heaven. The court sentenced you to death by hanging. But the military men that followed you tells you, you have an opportunity. Though you are dying, but you are going to heaven. So pray to your God. Because they know for God so loved the world. Suddenly, this man has been a thief throughout all his years. But the day he's dying, the season of God is upon him. Now he discovered that he has one option: Jesus, the Savior of the world. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. have to. He doesn't have to. The only thing that scares God is his soul. Read throughout the Bible. There is nothing that scares God. If it's money, God is extremely rich. He has been supplying people for thousands of years and it's not worth it today. If it's health, he has been healing people almost every time. Is it in our service? Is it in your home? Is it anywhere? He has been healing and healing, and he's not tired of healing. You like it or not, you argue about it or not, God is a healer. You cannot doubt it. Is it life? God has been giving people life. In the Bible, God has died, two of us. He has enough, but he came back, two of us. What about the son that died, that the prophet prayed? He came back, two of us. Jesus died and came back, two of us. Let's say that life is unqualifiable. You cannot count it. But the only one thing I discovered that God has, that he doesn't have to, is son. He thought God is rich in many things, but only to discover that you have only one son. And for the love of man, he gave that one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe it. Is this a Christian only? Whosoever. That means whosoever you are. If you believe, you are automatically become a Christian. Christianity is not going to church. Christianity is for believers. If you don't believe that Jesus died, resurrected, and paid the price for your life, you're not a believer. So whosoever believe shall not what? Perish. That means it doesn't matter. Do you see why a man who is sentenced to death by hanging, the moment he believes and he prays to God, he's not perishing, he's going to heaven. And God will embrace him and receive him in heaven, like he's not the one who killed 2,000 people before he left this world.
So my Yahweh, your season is here and now. Oh my, your habitation is here. Oh my Yahweh, your season is here and now. Oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here.
That is how he loves cast of heaven. That arrogant child you are tired of, he loves that one. Some of us will not even study the book, we just rush through it, so we don't understand it. Some people say, well, it's like God is not in my life. He gave his only son because of you. You think he's ready to live your life? The true test of God is that he is omnipotent of the signs of the presence. Is that he has power that is supreme above all powers. He has wisdom that nobody can counter. So if you think you're a sinner, you think it's a big deal for God to make you righteous. I wrote something on Facebook the same time. I said, why kill what you can have mercy on? And what is mercy? God will mystify anything I can correct, I will have mercy on. Tell me your situation. Tell me what God cannot correct. Have you seen God who corrected the life of an abortionist? And in her family, she rises above all other persons. Have you seen lesbians who are pastors? Have you seen prostitutes who are married and their life changed again? See, Jesus is like a translator. The moment you meet him, you are expected to come the way you are. But as you behold and you meet him, your life change. If they look your former life, it will be like, come, no more, come. Imagine this is David Friday before. At 2001, I was like this. Then Jesus is standing like this guy. And I start beholding. My life was like this. Then over time, I start start walking. Over standard, I start walking. It reached this point. The people are clapping. They are happy that I'm a failure. God forbid, it's not failing in Jesus' name. Then over time, they discover that the small me, after this level, I've started becoming big. And over time, I start becoming small. Then over time, they don't even see me again. They start seeing Jesus. This is what it does to cultists. That's why in him we have eternal life. Thank you, Lord. But have what? Everlasting life. Who tell you are going to die quick? I hear some people say, the way things are going, man, it's like, there's premature death in my family. Who told you? What nonsense is called premature death? Premature what? Death from where? Who is killing who? There's no premature death anywhere. There is no premature death anywhere. If he can give his life for Barabbas, what about you? My sin of last year is haunting me. My sin of yesterday is haunting me. And I'm telling you that God is, the season of God is now. That's why I sang it. I said, oh my Yahweh, your season is here. And now, oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here. You won't die again. His blood is once and for all. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, quickly. And now, oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here. Oh my Yahweh, oh my, you don't know who you are. Oh my, your season is here. Oh my, your habitation. Oh my, oh my. Can you just pray everywhere you are? Can you just pray everywhere you are? Oh my, oh my. It doesn't matter anything about your life. God's season is there. He's there to set the captive free. He's there to make a mighty man out of you. It doesn't matter if you're addicted to any kind of weakness. It doesn't matter if your life is the black sheep of the family. If the season of the Lord come upon your life, everything about your life will change.
Oh my Yahweh, your habitation is here.
Hear me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Follow me quickly. That means this verse is telling us that it's God that created the heaven what? And the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and what? Void. That means verse 1 is totally different from verse 2. You cannot create what is without form and void. I've taught this before. I want to tell you this now. That means the distance between verse 1 and verse 2 is thousands of years. If you go on last study. And you discover that the reason why the earth becomes void and what? Form and void was become without form and void was because there was war. In the book of Revelation, we saw it. Before the creation of Adam, that Lucifer fell. Are you understanding this now? So that war is not just it's not just heaven. It affected even the demons because the demons are found on earth. That is why in the book of Genesis, God told after creating Adam, he said, go. He said, dominate, subdue. if he was the only one on earth, God would not say he should subdue. To subdue a thing, that means go and war and conquer. Because there were demons on earth. How do we know? We saw the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Him creating a strategy for Adam and Eve to fall, two of us. And he was not created after Adam, he was created before Adam. And he was existing on the earth, in the earth before Adam. I want scientists now. So a lot of things conspire to bring the earth form and void. Let me give you a practical something now. Imagine this place is okay and fight break out here. Will this place be neat again? To be formless. But from verse 1, it was not so. That is how it is, your life itself. God has made you to be a great man. God has made you to be a great woman. I've never seen a prophet look at someone and say, your life is useless. No. Because everybody has a destiny. That's how it is. The earth is what? It's created by God. But verse 2, formless and what? And void. You can have a big destiny, but the devil comes to what? To destroy it. So you see a preacher suffering of sin. Because the devil knows that destiny is great. So he brings a way to what? Destroy the preacher's word, destroy the preacher. So you see a lady who loves God, suffering of sin. The devil knows the lady has a great one, destiny. So he finds a way to destroy her life. You see a young boy growing. The devil knows the young boy has a destiny. So he finds a way to destroy. A good family growing. The husband and the wife are very good, they are okay, they are happy. The devil now brings another technology outside the marriage to destroy the marriage. And this is how the whole world found themselves in a void and formless state. And the Bible said darkness was upon the face of the deep. Where did that darkness go from? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of what? The waters. I don't have time. Now I will explain these waters to you. Because everything was void. Everything was formless, but the water was not void. Because the only thing that was found on earth was the waters. This is why the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That means there's something about water and life. That is why no matter how the devil walks upon a man, there's something remaining that if the man capture and stand on it, he can see rights. God and faith. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how they write your story down. Once you do not accept your failure, that faith will rise again. I've forgotten this man who played golf. Once I thought there was scandal on him that he raped someone, a lot of scandal on social media, the best world golf player again, and everything went down. He was not even beating the mark again. Many people broke his record. But because he has the can do spirit, he has faith that he can still rise. He broke his former record, make more results than before. That's why the Bible says, out of your belly, I think there's something inside you called water. It is that thing that God will come and brood upon. You discover that when God came, there was darkness. But he was not doing business with darkness, he was brooding upon the face of the water. That is, in as much as there's darkness in your life, it's not the issue. You're a prostitute, it's not the issue. You're a lesbian, it's not the issue. Your parents look at you and they say, you are a naughty boy, you are useless, there's nothing that can come out of your life, it's not the issue. Somebody goes up and I say, let's watch, without him, he will fail without us. And God says, when I created him, it was not your name I put on him. See, forget about these witches and wizards or whatever. See, if you understand this, there's no devil that can end your story. Because there's something alive. There is something there. You must understand this. There's something the devil cannot touch your life. Let me give this answer. If God can give his only soul for man, go down the cross, sir, that this man is very important for two of us. You see, if you cannot give what you don't, that is so important to you. That means God gave this one thing. I told you that God is rich in every way. He's rich in healing. He's rich in deliverance, in miracle. He's rich in results, in testimonies. If you give it 20 billion, it's not poor. But there's only one thing that is just one in his place, and that's his soul. give that thing because of man, then what? Do you know the value of man? Imagine I have only one gold and I give it because of you. That means I value you more than the gold. You don't understand? I want to open some senses to you. If you know, if you know what, that is what they say, who is man that thou art mindful of? They are short. We glitter. We are light. When we come into a place, we burst with might. Only one angel could smooth thousands of people in a few minutes. But who is this man? That thou have esteemed him a little above all. So in as much as the earth became cold, water was there. It was present. And when the Holy Ghost came, he came only the only thing that was available. That he has a name. That's not void and formless. And when he came, verse 3. And God said, let there be what? Light. And there was what? That means he decreed it upon the water. Did he check about the darkness? And the Bible said, after the belly shall flow what? That means every, no matter how your life is, if God comes upon that river, where the Holy Ghost comes mostly is that river. That's why I say God and faith. You discover you are writing two carryovers. You are tired. I was like that before. I was writing carryover, I was frustrated. I took my Bible, sat down on the tree. And I told God for most, I said, I will call you with you today. Cannot be a Christian writing carryover. When I came and sat down under that tree, you know what? The Spirit of the Lord said, no problem. He was there. We're talking even on the road, you reach there. And he said, you want to call it? No problem. But before you start, count your blessing, then name them one by one. Then I look at my left, I look at my breath, I was still breathing. I look at my health. Somebody's dead. Somebody is dying of somewhere. I look how much I've been walking on the street and epilepsy is not embarrassing me. I look at I knew that is the waters. Something in you will still spring conflict. And I began shedding tears. That tears was not a tears of frustration again. It was a tears of God with us. No shadow you will light up. No mountain you won't climb up, running after me. He's the one that will run after your life. Some of us, within first labor, your perspective and mentality can affect your spiritual life. That just where God will run after you. He does not sleep nor slumber. You know why he does not sleep nor slumber? Because of you. You think God is not. See, I don't just from certain things. The Bible in the book of Genesis, he said after God created man, he said God rested. But after that, we did not see that he rested again. No shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, running after me. So you can sing it. No lie you will tear down.
Think you will down, running after me.
No mountain you will climb up.
Think you will tear down, running after me.
No lie.
No lie you will tear down. Mountain you will climb up, running after me.
There is something you know which can heal. That is your secret place. Hear me? The story of Samson. You know, many people preach about the story of Samson and I look at them and laugh. Bible says, and Samson, Delilah, cut off the head of what? Because the secret that Samson has, he gave to what? That means, truly, God gave Samson's secret. They should not cut his head, two of us. And he misbehaved and cut it, two of us. But who told you that is all the secret? Because after Delilah cut the head, the Bible said they began using Samson destiny for gifts to mock. If they gather, they just call him, and they began using him to do hard work and other chores. The most powerful person, and his life was somehow dead. Then we discovered that his head began growing. None of them remember that it was that head they cut. So that means Samson knew that if they cut his head, the power would go. But he doesn't know that if the hair can still grow back. So he didn't tell them that if he cut my hair, make sure that he cut it always. To them, they thought the power has left. But they don't know that the power is inside. That means there's a power in you that can come out. No matter how your life is, it can go back. You started and you became poor, it can go back. You started your spiritual life, you start seeing something happen you have not seen again. Your dreams are accurate, something happens, it's not there again. You pray before you see answers, something happens, it's not there again. You can go back. See, the secret of Samson was not given to Samson. Only the secret of Samson was given to Samson. But the secret of the secret, what I'm trying to say is, I don't know if you know lifesaver. Everybody comes in to the ship. Life jacket, right? And they are inside the ship, they are okay, but they don't know there's a remedy in case of what? Any issue. So once any issue rises, then you see the sailors bringing the life jackets out. No matter your life is, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit about your life, who you don't know it, only him know. You know why I can't tell you all? Because even he wants to give you something secret about you. So even you, the devil, the darkness, none of you can destroy your you. That is why you see every time the devil laughs at you. Even though you don't know how to come out of that trouble, just laugh and say, hey. Though I don't know how to come out, but this is not all of me. There is something about me that even me don't know, that only God knows. There's something about me that you devil cannot touch, that only God knows. And that thing will grow out. I'm telling you, that's how your finances will grow out. Your marriage will grow out.
Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. Something more than gold. I have something more than gold. All I have is something more than gold. All I have is something more than gold. More than gold. I have something more than gold. Only to the world, Jesus is more than gold.
No devil can see. If you understand this, no sin can last in your life. You always see you get angry and you piss off your life, and everybody is tired and they say, you always kill everybody under. They don't know the midst of that. There's something about me that I like seeing good, even the baddest person. Once a time, a young girl was doing apprenticeship to the Lord, and the master of the lady began shouting on the lady that, where have you gone? For the past few days, you have not slept at home. Your mother is talking. You're a young girl. The girl was just 16, 17, 18, that interval. You're not sleeping at home. You are sleeping in your boyfriend's place, then you leave here after many days, they are looking for you, they are not seeing you, they are coming to my shop, leave my shop. You can't stay here. And I was there, and the guest started getting angry. And you know, I could see the anger in her. And she was angry to a point, she started crying. And she started talking anyhow to the master. And I was there. I was looking at the girl. in, I was taking, I was going beyond the anger to see if I can find the waters. Something that is timeless. And I said they should leave her, leave her. It's not the issue of anger. I was loving the anger. Because I know it's beyond anger. There's a destiny. That is what the devil is looking for. How will a girl at the age of 16 or 18 stop escaping from house for this? There is something about that lady. That's why the devil has started looking for the girl from a young age to destroy. And when I was talking, I said, what happened? Why do you leave home? He said, forget. That, see, our family, that my mother does not sleep at home. That my father, we are not staying with our father. I'm not staying with my mother. My mother will leave home, she'll go and sleep while she's sleeping and come back after many days. Sometimes to eat at home, no food. So I will be hungry and hungry. There's no option. The only option I have is to go and get a boyfriend at a young age. Frustration. So look at it. If you dress it now, that means in the midst of the girl's life, she wishes to live a good life. But where will she feed? Sometimes you need to go beyond the face, the physical, into people. I'm telling you. Go into people. That is how Jesus came. He came for the world. Everybody was saying the world is destroyed. The world has fallen. The world is a liar. The world is a thief. The world is a prostitute. The world is everything about the world was bad. The world was dark. Don't you see how in Genesis chapter 1 we read the world was dark, formless, but he came to sit on that water. Because there's something like Bible says your belly shall flow rivers of what? Living water. That thing, you see. See, some people don't know something. Death cannot kill life. But life can overcome death. How do I know? Jesus died. He was dead. But when life came upon him, he came back alive. That means life is more powerful than death. You can't have life and death will kill you. If death comes into your life, you turn to life. Because anything you give life to comes back. I want to start this now. So no matter how it is in life, you discover that there's life in people. That's what the Bible says. He said not just water, he said living water. That means the water in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it was alive. So that is the only place that the Holy Spirit came and put. The Holy Spirit wants to come to your life. Don't be distracted. He wants to come to your life. Then he wants to brood. That is how he made the past part of my life. Do you know how my life was? I grew my kids in the barrack. The only thing I know is war, fight, violence. From when I was small, we can't take in tear gas. A guy who if there's a girl loves in our there's how the barrack is quarters by quarters. Every state has quarters. Kaduna quarters, Kanu quarters, Zamfara quarters, like that. And it's rows, like street. The very big barrack. We were in Kaduna quarters there. They don't teach you how to be bad. You grow and discover that everybody is bad. So you also, you flow that way. They don't teach you how to drink. Nobody will say, come and take alcohol. You just sit down when I start drinking because everybody drinks. They don't teach you how to fight. After football, they must fight before they come back home. And if they are fighting and it has to do with your quarter, you must join. Because even though you don't want to fight, they will beat you. And there's no way they'll be slapping you, and you don't slap back. So the environment teach you that the only thing you can become is a tout and a hoodlum. So there's this man that is a meeting man that sits in our quarter. And he's looking for a lady. There's a lady he loves very well. So he used to send us as small boys. You know, if we come to your house, mama, you're not going to send us. Send us. So if you go to see small boy, then you go, can't even drink water, laugh. But don't communicate to my auntie, don't go. That's why if I give birth, if I see a small boy come back, I warn you. What are you doing? And in a bit to make us happy, you keep us in this room and you pour tear gas. Yes, because we're very stubborn, we'll be happy. There's no how you pour tear gas and you shake me. You tell us that he used to hide people Because we used to see them, that this, you know, this big car, this black Maria, oh, that big car. Sometimes they'll port like us and early in the morning they'll be gingering themselves and they'll load themselves inside. Those guys used to hide. So that is how we also followed. There's one guy, his mother. I'm just trying to explain something so you know that you're not the only person that has passed through life. But the thing is, make sure you have contact with Jesus. There's something that will not die in your life. You know, with all those lifestyles, I used to sleep only in my room from where I was small. So my father doesn't know I used to escape from that room to go to party and come back into that room. Only for when coincidence happened, they came in the night and discovered I become a spirit. I was not found on my bed. And if they come at the morning hour, they'll see me on my bed. A time came, nobody. When I wrote Goswami, when I wrote Jam, I wrote Jam. In fact, my education life was something else. I could not pass Jam. The last Jam I ever wrote, it was the only Jam I wrote that I didn't do my practice. Because I view my life to God there. I refused to do my practice. And do you know the worst thing? After I passed the Jam, my father did not still believe that I can go to school. When I wrote Goswami, to prove that truly what he was saying was not right. Sorry, was not wrong. I failed Goswami. First list came out, my name was not there. And I've gotten admission in Kogi Poly. So they were saying that I should go to Kogi Poly. I said, me, it's university, I want to go to polytechnic. Second list came out, my name was not there. So if you see, what will you do? On my way to Lokoja, I refused. Because there was a water in me. And that is where the Holy Ghost came and rested. So my trust was not me again, it was what God can do. Third list came out, Jam gave me admission. Not through connection, Jam. Since that day, if I pray for anybody about admission, it's hard you don't get admission. You know why? I don't pray with you, just I pray with you on account of an experience I have. That in the midst of everything, it's still possible. The waters was alive. A lady looked at me and said, won't you go? He said, if you stay here and they finish registration, they'll close you and you lose admission. I said, forget it. My God, I prayed to my God. My prayer and fasting is not in vain. He will do it. I was inside when they told me my name was out. Before I even registered for the degree, my name showed. Before I took my properties and come to the degree, I was on the road when they told me that mysteriously my name disappeared from the list. They checked everywhere, they didn't see my name. How can name disappear? The devil has lived his whole life to frustrate my life. But there's something that is the water. That water, that's what I say, God and faith. Bible says faith is the substance of what? Things come before. And the evidence of what? Can I be real to you? If life be a lesbian and you are fighting your way to come out of that nonsense, no demon can hold you there forever. If you understand this water, ability to say, God, I don't know how I'll come out of this thing. I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the power and ability. But I still know that sure my deliverance will come. You can come out of that weakness. You can come out of that poverty. Can come out of that demonic attack, that health issue. You can come out of it. I tell you, you can come out of that frustration. Those things that only you know, you can come out of it. Then they look at you in the whole family and they thought you was the end of your life. You can come out of it. When Jesus like died, even the disciples ran away. He healed a blind man in that front. He did everything in that front. But when he died, he ran away. There's times in your life, everything will look stupid. I tell you, you tell your friends that you are suffering, they'll say it's a lie. You don't look like it, but you know you'll say you are dying. But he said, forget it. There's a water in you. There is a secret about you that I don't know. There is something that's hidden like something. Though your head is cut off, but there's something growing you don't know. Over time, you discover one day a strength has come from nowhere. To you, it's a miracle, but to God, it's no miracle. only men see miracle. To God, this is normal life. I was tired of my life finishing school. Money to even rent a room to stay is a problem. Many months after I finished school, I was in the hostel. People are looking at me and say, "Ah, bro, you speak. I want to see the hostel nothing now." I was frustrated. I opened the window and the rain was falling. I put my head inside the window, the rain from my window, and rain was beating me. And I began singing to God. You must tell the devil that there's something about your life that does not have an end. When I began singing, That was when I sang out, "Till Africa become you, let my spirit be restless." Till Africa become you, let my nature be restless. I sang it as a God, till Africa become you as a continent. Let my spirit be restless. Let something about me, they call it morah. Let something vibrate. Let no devil stop you. Let something. It doesn't matter my accommodation. It doesn't matter my poverty. Let something about Christianity rise in me every day. Somebody sang a song and said, "Great is the faithfulness. Great is the faithfulness. Money by money. Look at it. Let's be real. When he sang that song, was it all that he needed that the hand had provided? Is there any man on earth that's only it? But in faith, in anticipation, you tell the devil, "I wrote why I can fail it. I wrote why I can failed. I wrote Neko, me, I failed. I went to write GC. GC. When I went to write GC, I was writing GC, my eye was turning. One day I came to write GC, the man looked at me and said, "You came late. Stand outside." What? I was standing there, they were writing. 30 minutes have passed, I was still standing. I said, "No, this is ordinary. This man is not heartless. He's not wicked. This man knows that any man that comes to write GC has failed why I called Neko. So why would you do me like this?" And when I look at them, I began crying. See, some things that some men are not heartless. It's the spirit that comes upon them to make sure it stops your life. Once you come, and you are past every interview. Somebody stand and say, "What tribe are you?" He say, "Leave here, your people are bad." Are you the one? You go to marry and somebody look at you and say, "I don't like you." What? Just like that? Say, "My in-law, who told you every in-law hates you?" There's a spirit. Just who told you if he hates you, that Lord likes somebody? There is something that attacks your destiny because that thing knows if you rise. Something you came to guess you, you start writing just to, before you know, carry over some know you're wondering, but I read now. A friend of mine told me something, he said, "I read when I entered the hall." He said, "Everything left my head." Who told you you didn't read? Check some people, every time they come before an exam, they will read the paper, they will understand. But once they come to the exam, the question looks scary. They'll go back, the same question that was given was what they read. But it's just that what they read could not answer that question. There is something that is following them. Something. Every state of Joseph's life, something fights him. He was in his house when he talked about just dream. What is so big about dream? His brothers were angry. Even the father resisted him. "Are you trying to tell that me, your mother, and everybody will bow to you?" What? Was it not his destiny? So why were they angry about his destiny? Was he not the one who fed them in the days of famine? So why would they be angry? Without him, they would die in the future. But they still were angry. And the moment they pushed him, they put him inside pit. Something about die. And God said, "Hey, there's a water. I cannot look this guy in the pit. Here comes people, Egyptians. Pass through this road. Pass. There are many roads. If you travel before in the village, if you travel in those days, you understand there's no like street road here. There are many roads to a place. Pass through this place today. Pass." And they were passing. Why did the Egyptians have money with them? Why? Why is it that it's not another set of people who were poor that passed through there? God knew the people he would make to pass there that day. It was people who had money to buy. You can have money, but you don't want to buy him. So why do they need a slave? You want to, they were passing. So all the places have been passing to no slaves. And well, here comes the brother. Something came upon one that came upon another person. That came upon the third one. As the devil decided to kill him there. Because the devil has seen his star. God said, hey, no, there's a river. Called the river, you know, that flow. Living waters. That's what the Bible says. Out of the belly shall flow rivers. Not one river. That means if one of the river is attacked, another one is still flowing. If one part of your life is down, another one is still standing. If one part of your life is going, another one is coming. If the season of your life is dying, another season is coming. Some of you 2013, who told you that what you are in 2019 now you'll be? You have it. 2013, 2014, 2015. If you know where we're guarding, who told you that we're here? You might not look like it. No man ends the season. Even Abel died, but his blood cried. Why will his blood cry? Something is not yet dead. No dead cry. Many died, but his blood was alive. And his blood caught up with Cain. Talk more of you now that you are breathing. And you know what? Abel does not have the Holy Ghost in him then. Because the blood of an innocent man are crying. Talk more of you now that the Holy Spirit is in you. How big is that devil that you think it will end your life?
God is able to do.
I don't care about anything.
Just what he said, he will do.
If you are doubting God, you are wasting your time. He has the ability to make it happen.
Every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up. He's able.
The book of Revelation chapter 1, quickly. Let's read from verse 9. Revelation chapter 1 verse 9. Now what? He said, I, John, who also am what? Your brother. Everybody wants to go. And companion in what? That means this, he was talking from a season in his life. Talking to the churches that is their companion in what? That means the church is facing tribulation. Even him is facing what? Tribulation. How do we know? They put him inside hot oil. He didn't die. How will you put a man inside hot oil? He won't die. I want to ask you, if you tell John when they were put inside that way that he will be alive, you think he will know? Forget. Some of these super faith we are claiming. Sometimes, the secret, you don't even know. It is in this challenge you discover you have the power. When they were putting inside the hot oil, to him he might think that is the end of his life. But he never knew that he would come out alive. Even then, they shocked. I want to ask you, when he came out of the oil alive, directly, they sent him to the island of Patmos, two of us, so he can go and die there in hunger or wild animals will eat him up or something. Why would they send him like that? Even they became afraid. They knew this man, there's something about his life. They have sword there, two of us. They have cutlasses. Why is that they not kill? It was a shock. What? Hot oil? There's a secret about this man that we don't know. Better leave him. Because there's something called the rivers. Something that cannot be void and formless. And when he came here, I John was also also your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom, and patience of Jesus was. Some of us, the only problem was patience. Ability to be patient to see God work the issue. Jesus Christ, who was in the eyes that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of what? Of Jesus Christ. Verse 10. I was in the spirit on the word, and heard behind me a great as of loud. Verse 11. Saying, I'm the Alpha. See, this is English version. There's nothing like Alpha and Omega. It's Alpha, Omega. If you have seen God, you have seen the beginning, you have seen the end. If I say, I'm David and Samuel, that means I'm not just David. So God is not two. If you see me, I've seen the Alpha word. So, I'm the Alpha, Omega. Are you understanding this now? So God is the beginning and what? He's the beginning and he begins and end. I sang a song. Abakwanewe Chukwo Jimio Ojo Uchanewe Chukwo Jimio Baba Abakwanewe Chukwo Jimio Ojo Odoba Uchanewe Chukwo Jimio Baba, is the Alpha and Omega. So, he said, what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which were what? In Asia. And unto what? Ephesus. Unto what? And unto what? And unto what? And unto what? Sardis. And unto what? Philadelphia. And unto what? What thou seest, write and send to them. In the midst of tribulation, here comes our appeared. And he was not thinking of the tribulation because it was nothing to him. Because there's nothing that can change his church. Ezekiel chapter 1, read verse 1.
Who come well? Who come well? Call awake. Jesus call away.
Look at it. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, I didn't say Israel, I say Ezekiel. The fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Joachim's captivity. That is, this was the days of captivity. They were in bondage. Go to verse 1. Start from verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, a specific day, as I was among what? The captives, slaves, by the river Kabar, that the heavens were what? Open. And I saw the visions. In the midst of that situation, he saw the visions of God. God was not out there. That means he knows they were captive. They were held captive. And he saw the visions of God. From that day, his prophetic nature expanded to today, what happened to it. In the midst of that issue, that is where God wants to come. You know why God said, my strength is made perfect in weakness? It's only through weakness you can know what is strength. If you are all powerful, you won't know what is weak. You won't know what is strength. But it is when you are weak that you will honor strength. That's why a man stands and says, let the weak say I am. Let the poor say. I want us to know. Because of what? Let the weak say, I am strong. Not I will be strong, I am. That means there's something about that song with faith. No matter you are weak, know there's something in you that is strong. Isaiah 43. Let the weak say I am strong. And let the poor, that means we are poor, no food, but say what? I am rich. Don't ever confess. They say, oh, I always have said there's no money. You are using your mouth to create no money. Say, I'm rich. I'm rich. My God is not poor. If your father is the richest man in the world, will you suffer? Jesus is not poor. There's something about Jesus, the way they put on life. There's no lie in him. So better accept it. Look at it. He said, but now that said the Lord who created thee, O Jacob, he that one from the old Israel. Fear not, for I have what? Redeemed thee. I have called thee by what? Thou our. You are the one. You will call your name there. Let's go, want to go. But now, go back. Who is there? Look at it now. But now, thou says, Lord, I created thee. Oh, call your name. Want to go? Oh. And he that from the oh. Call you the name of your family, not just you. What is the name of your family? Call the name of a popular name that they used to call your great family. Oh. Fear what? For I have what? And I have what? By what? God knows your name. No matter the numbers of people, God knows your name. I called you by name, verse 2. When thou passest through what? I will be what? I will go and dear. When thou passest through what? There shall not what? Look at the rivers, it's not just one river. That means from one trouble to another. You thought you have finished one trouble, another one comes. You thought you have finished. How many of you have seen you have been fighting something for like 6 years? Something passed, another one comes. Say, hey, forget it. No matter how it is, I'm what? When thou walkest through what? Imagine you pass through. Look at the progression first. Water. Water is smaller than rivers. And river is now what? Fire. That means the more intense the trouble, the more intense the problem, the more intense the life and situation. And what? And with it. That shall not be what? Bomb. This is what happened to you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God wants to make a testimony in your situation. No matter how your fruit is, if it's not right, you cannot eat. God wants to ripen that situation so his testimony can be seen. Neither shall what? The flame kindle what? I want to say this now. We must learn every day of our life that there's an ability of God upon our life. There's an ability. One time, a woman, the prophecy came one way, on the other side, about the guy that blocks us, about his sister giving birth to a male child. So he came and met him and said, your prophecy came to pass, my sister giving birth to a male child. And I was just happy. From glory to glory. The next thing he now met me, I was going to talk. He said, she's inside and she can never stand up. She's attacked. He said, you have rubbed anointing upon her leg, upon every part of her, and she cannot even stand up. She's just there. Why? The devil knows she through that male child, she has gotten a male child. Though all the trouble was ever, and the issue that comes through the pregnancy, he cannot take her life and the child. So now, after the giving birth, instantly, he struck her with sickness. She cannot even stand up. When I came into the room, she was lying down. You see her just lying down there, she cannot even move her leg, move anything. And the people who were there, you know, some people, the only thing they have to tell your life is, yeah. Be careful of those people. Not like people with no solution. Ask them anything, they don't know. I said, how can this hall be good? Say, I don't know. How can we increase our services? I don't know. How can this cloth be good? I don't know. I don't know people. I don't like people with no solution. What are we going to do concerning solution? I don't know. When we came there, prayed for her, instantly stand up, stood up. I said, escort me. She escorted me till I left. And I was going and say, bye bye, I saw her go back home. She was going back home. The next I saw her, she went to town only hand and was coming. And she went on the road, she was thinking. You know why? There is something that is water that the devil cannot be. if you tap that thing, that pump, it can bring everything to life. Let me give it thanks. No matter how this room is, no matter how this room is, there is something. And the devil will call, whatsoever he does, off everything. Here does not look too beautiful again. And your life is frustrated, and you think there cannot be light again. And God is saying, hey, there's a sign. The sign is that the television is on. That's where there's still light. And no matter how the devil does it, there's something that will tell you there's a sign that God is still there. If you are not in your breath, and you are still breathing, and you can hold that and say, the Lord that makes me breathe has the ability to return my light. And like joke, why the devil is happy? Here comes a new, a world again. And people are wondering why. But we saw so person. I was there. It was darkness. No. There's something wrong. Someone said, no, there's nothing wrong. People they ask me, say, now waiting they make. I just they tell them Jesus. Everywhere you stand up on your feet, I used to sing that song. I shine. I just they tell them.
By the word we receive life. We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For inquiries, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thestarsofheavens or call 081-664-07052 or 090-355-16916. Thank you.